And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world, ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben here for the daily.
What the pluck?
What the pluck? It's Friday. My friends, my fellow Americans, my fellow Canadians, my fellow humans. Number one, it's Friday. Number two, it's a beautiful rainy day here in Florida. The future is as bright as it can get, and yet as scary as it can get. And I'll tell you why. Because we have a media. We have two separate medias. We have the fake news, the liars. Then we have the, as I call it, the people's news. The people's news is Twitter. The people's news is FGTV. The people's news is these organizations, right, like FGTV and 21 Million Media, which I own with a few other people. We're actually partnering up with General Flynn's media company. And there's a lot to come with that. Let's just say, in the future, you may see FGTV's mobile broadcasting unit at Mar-a-Lago broadcasting live events at Mar-a-Lago. Wouldn't that be interesting? My friends, when I said 8 years ago, I'm going to do everything I can, everything in my power to bring this corrupt system down, I meant it. I meant it with all my heart and all my soul. And as my wife will tell you, when I get something in my head, it's done. It's done. Because I don't stop. I don't give up. I don't quit. I don't know how to quit. And I'm proud of that. See, my friends, we are on the cusp and on, wait till you see what we're going to watch on the private server channel, right? On FGTV, which is our private server channel. Wait until you see what I'm going to show you there. I'm going to show you what's coming. All right. I'm going to show you, because for those of you that have watched my show, you've heard me say, if you live for the next 5 years, you'll live for the next 100 years, no matter what your age. I'm going to show you how. I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you. And I'm at the same time, I'm going to show you the mentality of the other side. I'm going to show you one of the most influential people in the left and in the AI and in the longevity movement. The longevity movement is live forever movement. I'm going to show you guys all of this. And I'm going to show you how cryptos like Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Digibyte, Tivi, Ethereum, Polkadot, Solana, how all of these are going to fit into this. Because, see, right now, the average person, the average Joe, the average Jane, all they see is a bunch of pieces on a table. Imagine a puzzle like your grandmother used to do. Or if you've ever done, you know, puzzles where you pour it out of the box onto the table. That's what everyone's seeing now. Everyone is pouring out the little pieces of the puzzle out onto the table. And we don't have the top of the box. We don't have an overall image of what the future is going to look like, but we have a lot of pieces. And as we start linking those pieces together, the future's going to form. And my friends, I am not exaggerating when I tell you the future, and I'm not talking 50 years, I'm talking 2 years, 5 years. You won't even recognize this planet or human culture. You won't even recognize human culture. Those of us who are older, we look at the 1990s, early 1990s, hell, even the 80s, and we look at now, what a change. All right, what a change. We are, my friends, we are leading a revolution. And we are entering into the change between 1990 and now. That much technological change is going to happen in the next 2 years. Oh, okay, cool. So Dave just dropped my interview. Oh, sweet, awesome. Yay! So check out that interview, folks. You're gonna love it. We are on the precipice, my friends, of an amazing, amazing time, but also a dangerous time. Because what we're doing is we are changing from a governed world into a decentralized world. Now, the humans on this planet right now, most of them are managed humans. They are managed, they are governed, they are taught how to live their daily lives. They have been absorbed into a global system, and that global system is shutting down. That global system is going away. That global system is useless. That global system is not made for the good of humanity. That global system is made for the good of the elite, not us. Well, we are changing that. We are decentralizing that. We are revolutionizing this world. This is it. Give me some hopium about the long-term outlook for BTC. Ah, you must be new. Okay. Bitcoin is the global new currency replacing the old system. That's it. You don't need hopium. You just need knowledge. Hopium is for people that don't educate themselves. You don't need hope if you have knowledge. People who say, I need hope, or we need hope. No, you don't. You don't need hope. You need knowledge. And as long as you understand this, right, this is all you need to understand about Bitcoin. It is decentralized, incorruptible, undestroyable, global currency and property. That's it. I've told you guys, don't worry about, don't worry about the price. The price is irrelevant. Right? If you really understand what's going on, it isn't how many dollars you have. Right. It's how much Bitcoin you have. What I find hilarious, hang on one second. This makes me laugh every time I think about it. Right. Bitcoin is at $63,000. Last month, we were in the mid-50s. And yet we have people that are like, what's wrong with Bitcoin? What? What's wrong with Bitcoin? The price went down. Yes, it dropped all the way down to the price it was last month. If you understand, people have issues with perception and perception and perspective. They're two different things. All right. When someone says, oh my God, Bitcoin crashed, that's their perception. When you look at the technology of Bitcoin and you understand it, that is perspective. Those who have perception are easily emotionally confused. Those who have perspective aren't. Right? Imagine a little kid, and it's not your kid, and you see that kid out at Walmart or wherever, and he or she is 3 years old, 4 years old, and you see the child crying and kind of having a little bit of a fit. Your perception is, that's a spoiled ass kid. What a little shithead. I'd slap the dog shit out of that kid. But the parents have perspective. What if that same kid that you're watching cry because he or she wants a toy, but that same kid is a phenom on the piano and is a four-year-old friggin' Mozart and has an amazing ability to play music. But you're looking at it from your perception of the moment. And you're like, that kid, man, that kid's, Jesus, that kid's crazy. Look at that kid. But the parents' perspective, they know this kid's a musical genius. That's the difference between perspective and perception. Those who have a perception of Bitcoin, wow, the price is really fluctuating. Those of us who have been in the industry, we have perspective where we look at it and go, this is revolutionary technology that's going to take over the globe. Yes, exactly. Right? BTC is for all, including people we don't like, BlackRock. Yes. See, everyone has this image of their perfect world. If only the world would be like I think it should be. And anything that doesn't align with your ideals or your idea is wrong. No, my friend. The world is never going to be perfect to you. But the world is perfect for humans. We work in communities of ideas. Like you guys watching right now, right? You guys may or may not agree with me on Bitcoin. You guys may or may not agree with me on politics. You guys may or may not agree with me on abortion. I'm pro-life. If I could get pregnant, I would not have an abortion. But I do not have the right to tell someone else what to do in their situation. So societally, I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-freedom. As horrible as I think abortion is, I don't have the right to infringe on anyone else's business, not just because it's their body. Right? This is what I'm talking about, folks. We don't all have to agree on anything except freedom. That's it. Freedom. Let everyone else do them. You do you. Yes, I agree with you. Right? Abortion services, Moloch. Yes, I think it's evil. I absolutely think it's evil, and I would never participate in it. But I cannot tell anyone else what to do. See, I look at the world a lot differently than 99% of the people. What I understand is that this life, the life we live, has a God. The universe has a God. And that all of our lives are just roads leading to God. That's it. Higher knowledge. Higher knowledge of God. And how I look at it is everyone else is on their road to God. I can't judge their path because God puts them on the road. And they live their life, making choices in their life. Somewhere in their life, they will meet God, whether during their life or at the end of it. They will meet God. That's how I look at life. And you have to choose God. He doesn't want you to be forced to choose him. God wants you to choose him and his way of free will. And without freedom, you can't have free will. That's one thing I don't like about religion. Or large churches. Now, I don't have any problem with people gathering together in a community to worship or preach or anything. I have nothing against that. It's when someone says, you have to go through me to get to God. No, you don't. No, you don't. God's everywhere. You are part of God. That's what you are. That's what we all are. And we're transitioning into the next level of consciousness. See, humans are builders. Right? What we call a work ethic, it's programmed into us. It's in our DNA. It's in our soul to create. God put us on earth and said, build. Build. That's what we are. We build. We improve. So those of you who aren't in to actual Bitcoin and all that, that's okay. You haven't came to that place in your road yet. You'll get there, just like you'll find God. Age is the great educator. Just like your physical body, your mind and your soul has scars of the trauma and the lessons of your life. See, outside, you can see all of this. Man, my hands are tore up from all the years of work in construction, right? So is my mind and my soul. My mind and my soul has been shaped from the trials and tribulations of events in my life. That's how we all are. And that's good. Trials and tribulations are what create us here and here. Without trials and tribulations, we would never grow. Everything that grows, listen to this, folks, and it'll make sense. Everything that grows, part of it is always dying. Think of yourself. As you sit here and you look at me, I'm shedding, mostly hair. I'm shedding skin cells that are dying, but I'm not dead. Look at trees. As they grow, they shed leaves. The leaves are dying, but the tree survives. And growing hurts. Whether you're a child going through a growth spurt, the awkwardness, your voice changing, growing hurts. And as you grow, you learn your new environment. The same thing with your mind and your soul. As you grow, you get a different perspective. Because a 3-year-old has a different perspective than a 20-year-old. Because they're taller, they're bigger. But each of them live in the same world. That's what we're doing, folks. We are moving into a new world. All right, I got to wrap this up because we're going to the private server now. Because what we're going to talk about on the private server may or may not be YouTube friendly. Usually not YouTube friendly. So, all right, if you want to continue watching this episode, take your phone and scan right there, all right? Or go under the video and click the private server link. Or if you're watching on YouTube, join the channel and choose private server level. And that will take you right to the post for this current live stream. Over on Rumble, same thing. Join and go to the private server level. And it will take you right back to this live video. Okay, word from the sponsor, and then off to the private server.
Introducing the Liberty Laptop, your gateway to online anonymity. Engineered with your privacy in mind, the Liberty Laptop comes equipped with cutting-edge security features, ensuring that your data remains yours and yours alone. No more worries about your personal information being shared without consent. Say goodbye to prying eyes and third-party snoops. Enjoy your online freedom with advanced privacy settings, protecting your every digital move, all at your fingertips. With the Liberty Laptop, you control what others see and don't see. We customize your privacy settings and let only what matters most to you be shared. No more concerns about unwarranted surveillance. We put the power back in your hands. No unwanted access through the laptop's camera and microphone. Powered by the latest technology, the Liberty Laptop ensures performance while respecting your personal boundaries. The Liberty Laptop. Your control. Your privacy. Your world. Visit calixsolutions.io to experience true personal freedom today.
And we're back. All right, everyone, we're going to the private server. Join us at that link or the link under the video in the description. Choose Patreon, Substack. I think that's it under there. I think. Don't quote me. All right, guys. We're off to learn about the future and how, if you live for the next 5 years, you'll live for the next 100 years. I've said it before. This is going to blow your guys' mind. Be right back. Hold, please.